Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku on Science Fantastic. We profile some of the most amazing, jaw-dropping scientific developments in science and technology that touch our lives and change the way we view the world around us. Well, today we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. That's right, you can get to the phones and get on Science Fantastic and have your thoughts heard on over 100 radio stations and the Internet. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 612-564-8135. It's as simple as that, 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, or the website that you're tuning into, and the city you're calling from. And bingo, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Also, go to my website and Facebook site, mkaku.org, mkaku.org is the website to go to. I have 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest bestseller is about the space program. You know, the dinosaurs did not have a space program. And that's why they're not here today. How come there are no dinosaurs in this room? And that's because they did not have any science or technology to fend off the meteor or comet that hit Mexico 65 million years ago. But we do have a space program. And I talk about that in my book, The Future of Humanity, Humanity in Outer Space. And then in my book, The Future of the Mind, I talk about all the recent developments that we physicists have made by probing the electromagnetic spectrum within the living brain. Amazing. With MRI scans, we can actually trace the blood flows in the brain and actually see thoughts being created. We can see thoughts ricocheting back and forth between different parts of the human brain as thoughts are constructed, meaning that telepathy, telekinesis, psychokinesis, all the stuff you've seen in the movies with X-Men and things like that, we can actually do some of those feats in the laboratory, complements of physics. And one day, maybe even the Internet itself will be replaced by BrainNet. You'll simply think, and send emails across the world. You simply think and download any movie, and the movies themselves will have emotions, feelings, memories in them, rather than just sound. And then the physics of the future, I talk about the future of artificial intelligence, the future of the world, with its economy, with its computers, all the wonders of modern technology described in my book, Physics of the Future. And last, physics of the impossible. I now go 500 years into the future, when we might have starships, antimatter engines, maybe even contemplating the possibility of warp drive, teleportation, all these things in my book, Physics of the Impossible. So once again, go to my website, mkaku.org. On Facebook, I have 3 million fans on Facebook. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, well, let's now jump right into the listener phone calls and see what questions you want to ask. Let's take the first listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is John Sal, and I'm calling from Huntsville, Alabama. I listen to you on Google Podcast. And a couple weeks ago, I was listening to your podcast about travel to Mars while I was at work, and I remember you were talking to several experts from NASA about travel to the red planet. And I wanted to bring something up that I read not too long ago. I was reading about these orbital trajectories known as Aldrin cyclers, and these are orbits that would allow a spacecraft to travel between Earth and Mars using nothing but the gravity of those two planets. And I wanted to get your thoughts on how those trajectories might possibly be used in the future. What are your thoughts on how practical they might be, the challenges might be, and what advantages they might bring? Thank you so much.
Good question. Well, you see, we have Newton's laws of motion and gravity that allows us to create shortcuts when we want to go from point A to point B in a gravitational field. We use this when we go to the moon. When we go to the moon, we do not travel in an ellipse around the moon. No, we travel in a figure eight. In a figure eight, first we have to leave the gravitational field of the Earth. That means we have to hit 25,000 miles per hour. And then as we get close to the moon, we let the moon's gravity do the rest of the work. So we only have to shoot ourselves out over, let's say, half the distance between the Earth and the moon. And at that point, the moon kicks in, and it spins the spacecraft around the moon, back out again. And then we use the gravitational field of the Earth to pull us the other way back. That is the minimum amount of energy necessary to go from the Earth to the moon by using a figure eight. Now, the Earth and Mars go around the Sun, but the Earth spins slightly faster than than Mars as it goes around the Sun. Therefore, if you want the shortest path between the Earth and Mars, you want to shoot it as the Earth overtakes Mars in its trajectory. So think of two cars. You're in one car, and you are behind the car which is in front of you, but you speed along and overtake the car in front of you. What is the shortest path? The shortest path is to, let's say, shoot a pellet gun. As you approach the car in front of you, and as you bypass them, you get a boost in the pellet gun because of the velocity of the car. Now, there's a catch, of course. The catch is you still have to attain the escape velocity of the Earth, whether you go to the moon or Mars or take any of these shortcuts. So there are shortcuts you can take, but let's face it, we still have to have the conservation of energy. We still have to reach 25,000 miles per hour. That is the escape velocity of the Earth. So there are shortcuts, but the shortcut that NASA takes really is the shortest. It takes about 7 months to go from the Earth to Mars as we overtake Mars in the Earth's orbit around the Sun. So a round-trip mission to Mars is about 2 years. First of all, 7 months to reach Mars. Then you have to wait for the next cycle, the next time when the planets are in alignment, and then another 7 months to come back. So basically a two-year voyage from the Earth to the moon and back again, with several months on Mars as you wait for the next alignment. So sorry about that. You do have to expend energy. You can take shortcuts, but you still have to reach 25,000 miles per hour. Sorry about that. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Ben, KPND. I was wondering, what do masks do to facial recognition programs? Does it completely block it? Or have they figured out some way to get around that? It would seem to me it would completely block that facial recognition thing they got going on. And I just was wondering if that's true or not. Thank you.
Okay, well, facial recognition AI is getting more advanced every year. But the basics of facial recognition are pretty much the same. And that is, the computer, first of all, calculates the size. Oh, let's take a short commercial break, first of all. And after the break, we'll talk about facial recognition technology in the age of the coronavirus. Putting on a mask, does that mean you are now outside the radar of AI? But once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call if you want to get on the air. The number to call is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations and the internet on Science Fantastic. So give us a call.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones and call 612-564-8135. Let's say you're having dinner with the kids, and all of a sudden the kids ask you a homework question that leaves you stumped. A question about science. Well, what you're going to do is get to the telephone, call 612-564-8135, and put your kids on the air. Why not have them ask that question about science? Or maybe, let's say you're just walking down the street one day. You see the sun, you see the breeze, you see the mountains, and then you begin to wonder, I mean, what does it all mean? Where are we going? Where did we come from? What am I doing here? Well, you're going to find out what science says about all these questions by calling 612-564-8135. Okay, let's answer the question that came in. In the age of the coronavirus, of course, we'll have to wear masks. Masks are not foolproof, but at least they block out most of the large droplets of water that might carry the coronavirus. Better than nothing. But what about facial recognition technology? Well, how does facial recognition technology work anyway? When a computer locks onto the human face, First of all, it gives you a approximate reproduction of the dimensions of the face. That is the width and the height. And then, of course, the location of the eyes. That is the distance between the eyes, the size of the forehead, and the distance between the nose and the eyes, and then the chin. And then it does what is called a chi-square fit. It goes through all the photographs in its memory to compare the numbers that it just found with the numbers corresponding to each of these photographs that are in the memory. The more parameters you have, the better the fit. That is, the distance between the eyes, the distance between the eyes and the nose, the chin, so on and so forth, then finer details. The more the data, the better the fit. But almost any amount of data will allow you to eliminate some of the faces in your data bank. So in other words, if somebody wears a mask, the match is going to be crude, but there will be a match. That is, the computer will do its best and give you a series of matches of who might be behind the mask. Now, of course, you may say to yourself, that's pretty crude, but that's about as best as you can do. So the parameters that you get with a person wearing a mask is basically the overall size of the face, the distance of the eyes, the direction that the eyes are looking at, but not much more. So that allows you to eliminate some, but the vast majority of faces, of course, will still be unrecognized because you don't know the location of the lips, the chin, and so on and so forth. But, hey, better than nothing. Okay, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. My name is Jason Miller. I'm calling from Fredonia, Kentucky. I listen to your podcast online. My question is about the age of the universe across the many worlds theory. Does each universe popping into existence measure the age of the universe the same as the next one? If so, it would seem there would be a connection to the original Big Bang amongst all the universes. I'd like to hear your thoughts. Thank you.
Okay, well, first of all, this is something that is at the very forefront of theoretical physics, but hey, this is what we do. We have tenured professors at the most prestigious universities contemplating parallel universes, something right out of the Twilight Zone. So how does that work? Well, as we said before, Einstein gives us this picture that the universe is a bubble of some sort. We live on the skin of the bubble, and the bubble's expanding. That's called the Big Bang Theory. However, string theory says that there could be other universes out there, other bubbles, bubbles popping into existence all the time, even as we speak. Even as we're talking on air, universes are being created somewhere far away from where we are at the present time. So we live in a bubble bath of universes. Then the question is, does each universe have a different age? And the answer is yes. Each universe will have, let's say, scientists who then rediscover Einstein's equation in that universe, and then they can computer calculate the age of each bubble. So there's not simply one big bang that creates all the bubbles. These bubbles are being created all the time. Each bubble, in turn, has a different age, and so there's no one big bang that created all of these universes. And then the question is, well, is Elvis Presley still alive in one of these parallel universes? And technically, the answer is yes. That is, in our universe, people die because of normal natural processes or because of an accident or what have you. And in another universe, a quantum event may have split off our universe from our sister universe. And maybe your loved one did not die in that accident. There's a TV series called Man in a High Castle, based on a short story by Philip K. Dick, in which case a gun was fired at Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And in one universe, that gun misfired. Franklin Delano Roosevelt went on to leave the United States during World War II, and we defeated the Nazis and the Japanese Imperial Army. But in another parallel universe, that gun misfired. And the gun did not misfire. The gun fired correctly hit Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The vice president became president. He was more or less a pacifist, delayed entering World War II. The Nazis conquered Europe, and the Nazis and the Japanese Imperial Army then divided the United States in half, with the eastern part of the United States controlled by the Nazis and the west coast controlled by the Japanese Imperial Army. Sounds fantastic, right? Well, it is a TV program, but the original short story asks the question, the firing of a bullet, in some sense, is a quantum event. Slight defects, imperfections in the gunpowder may have caused a misfire or may have caused the gun to fire correctly. And so two universes split on the question of one quantum event. That is, whether or not gunpowder is firing uniformly and correctly in an assassin's gun. So then the question is, can these two universes communicate with each other? That's the killer question. And the answer is probably not, because these universes vibrate. These universes are given by what is called the wave equation, the Schrodinger wave equation. And these two universes no longer vibrate in unison. Therefore, you cannot freely move between universes. Let's say you're in a room with a radio. Radio is tuned to one frequency. In that room, there are hundreds of frequencies of different radio stations. But your radio is only tuned to one frequency. That's all you can hear. Why? Because you have decohered. You are no longer vibrating in unison. You're no longer coherent with these other universes. Well, the same thing in the quantum theory. In your living room, as you listen to this program, there coexists the wave function of dinosaurs, the wave function of pirates, the wave function of monsters that once roamed the planet Earth. These parallel universes vibrate right there in that same room where you are, but you don't see them. You cannot interact with them because we don't vibrate at the same frequency. And so that's why going between universes is extremely difficult. We would have to recreate the wave function of the two universes and bring them together, which is far beyond the technology of today. So in other words, yes, Elvis Presley could be alive in another parallel universe, but you're not going to be able to meet him. Sorry about that. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
My name is Peter Madden. The call letters are WTAW 1620 in Bryan College Station, Texas. And my question is about the impact that bottling up all of the spring water and other water sources and putting them on shelves and the amount of food with water and soft drinks with water, just the amount of water that is sitting on shelves, what kind of impact that has on weather and just our environment. Thank you.
Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Kremlin says it's not likely any documents will be signed soon following more talks with Ukraine. Those discussions ended without a ceasefire deal. Russian President Vladimir Putin says a third round of talks between his country and Ukraine will happen over the weekend. As Russian soldiers continue their march closer to the capital city of Kyiv in Ukraine, there continues to be a push by some for a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby rejecting that notion and reminding everyone on Friday,
U.S. troops are not going to be fighting in Ukraine. That includes in the skies.
Friday's jobs report is revealing some disappointing news. Average hourly earnings rose only by 1 cent last month. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says that figure now stands at $31.58. You're listening to USA Radio News. The White House is expected to send Vice President Harris to Poland. This comes after Harris traveled to Germany for the Munich Security Conference, where she met with the Ukraine president and other allies. As the electric car push continues, many owners are being left out in the cold.
Many electric cars are not making the grade in winter weather. Many EV owners are surprised to find out how much their car's driving range is compromised when it gets cold outside. Many Tesla models do better, only losing about 7% of their driving range when it gets cold. The worst performers are Chevy Bolt and Volt. The Mustang Mach-E and the BMW i3 lose roughly 30% of their range when the temperatures drop near freezing. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
After 2 years of working from home, Apple employees are set to return to the office starting April 11th. Google also announcing that their employees would be returning to the office in April as well. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on the air, if you want to get on 100 radio stations and the internet, give us a call and ask that question. The number to call is 612-564-8135. You'll hear a message. At that point, simply leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question that you've always wanted to ask but never had the opportunity. Well, here's your chance to do it. Let's say it's 4 o'clock in the morning. There you are listening to a podcast or the radio, and something just pops into your mind. This nagging question about the space program, about the past, about biotechnology, about where are we going with this great universe of ours? Well, there's no one to talk to at 4 o'clock in the morning except to me. You can give me a call at 612-564-8135. So let's now talk about the next listener phone call question. The questioner asked about water. And yes, we have spring water, water that's bottled, water that's shipped across the oceans. And the question is, well, what impact does this have on the environment? Well, we think water is almost for free, especially in the United States. However, in other parts of the world, water is more precious than oil. In fact, water wars could be a source of problem in the future, especially in the third world. We have populations which are expanding in the third world. Expanding populations mean more pollution. Pollution then gets into the rivers and the streams and into people's drinking water. And water cuts across boundaries. Boundaries that are set by politics. Politics that were set into place centuries ago. But rulers of today may ignore certain boundaries. And so what is more important than the purity of our water in advanced capitalist countries is the water worlds, water wars that we may have in developing nations as they fight over scarce resources of water. I travel a lot in the world, and for example in the Middle East, and sometimes I see these gigantic fountains, these huge majestic fountains pouring out tremendous amounts of water and waves in the middle of the desert, in the middle of the Arabian desert. And you say to yourself, this can't last. This can't last, this squandering of water. And of course, with the pollution due to expanding cities, with the expanding population demanding fresh water, there's going to be problems, especially as rivers cut across national boundaries, giving us the possibility of water wars. And so right now, the spring water that you get at the grocery store, yes, there are some problems with pollution and the purity of the water, but in the main, it's pretty pure. The problem emerges in the future where developing nations fight over scarce water supplies. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call. Hello, you're on the air. Any comments or questions?
Hi, this is Jeff, calling from Northbrook, New Jersey, and I was wondering, how is AI and supercomputers helping us against the coronavirus? Thank you so much. Huge fan of your work.
Well, I personally believe that AI and high technology will conquer the coronavirus, and I'll explain how I make that outrageous comment right after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 if you want to ask that question on national radio. Give us a call.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. We had a great question that came in. And we have all this technology. We have biotechnology. We have artificial intelligence. Can that be used to defeat the coronavirus? And the answer is yes. In fact, I believe that AI will help us conquer the coronavirus. Now you may say to yourself, how is that possible? Well, first of all, when an outbreak of the coronavirus takes place, it takes 2 weeks to a month before we see the sudden surge of hospitalizations, the sudden chaos in the emergency rooms, and then the inevitable rising death tolls. So for the first 2 weeks to a month, we're totally caught flat-footed without any knowledge of what's happening. Here's where AI can come in. There are companies like the Kinsa Corporation, which makes thermometers hooked up to the internet. Thereby, simply scanning the internet, you can calculate spikes in people's fevers in certain areas. For example, take a look at the Mardi Gras. The Mardi Gras brought hundreds of thousands of people into New Orleans, and there it was. You can see a spike in the thermometers coming out of that area. But of course, it wasn't connected to any emergency alert system. So the hospitals were then totally flooded 2 weeks to a month later when people began to come down with the coronavirus. But there it was in the data. It was staring at you in the face. And now take a look at the United States. When you look at the map of the United States, you see hotspots. Hotspots emerging in people's fevers as these thermometers register spikes in the temperature of these patients. So this gives you an early warning system. It alerts you that certain anomalies are taking place. Also, take a look at Google. People do random searches on Google all the time by the millions, but let's say there's a spike in the search engine around certain keywords like fever or coughing or I can't breathe. Any anomalous search engine will then determine the fact that there's a certain cluster of people who are coughing, who do have a fever, who are worried about the coronavirus. So by simply scanning the internet, allowing artificial intelligence to spot anomalous search engines, you can then calculate where these hotspots are emerging 2 weeks to a month before the hospitals are overwhelmed. And then, of course, tens of thousands of people could die in that period of time. Not only that, but you can use cell phone data. AI allows you to scan cell phone data to track the location of cell phones. Let me give you a simple example. In New York City, where I am, by tracking cell phone data, you can see that wealthier zip codes were fleeing to the Hamptons and Florida and California as soon as word came out that there was a pandemic. However, you can also show that the poor areas, zip codes with poor people, were pretty much stuck where they were. So you can actually calculate the migration of populations using artificial intelligence. You can also track super spreaders. Now, it turns out that roughly 50% or so of the spreading of the virus does not occur by people coughing in your face. No. It comes about because of super spreaders that can spread the virus to maybe 100 other people, and they themselves could be asymptomatic. In South Korea, there was one man who hit the red light district and infected practically the entire red light district because he was a carrier of the virus. Well, you can track these things because cell phone towers allow you to track where the cell phone is located. And therefore, if you know that a certain person is a super spreader and he's supposed to be quarantined, you can track whether or not he's really quarantined or not. So this is amazing. You can track the motion, the mobility of millions of people using artificial intelligence to track whether or not they are really quarantining and track the location of super spreaders. So let's take another short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Yes, you can get on the air. You can ask that question that's always been bothering you by giving us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we had a question. We have all this technology, AI, biotech, but we seem to be helpless. Helpless against the coronavirus, viruses which have been with us for tens of thousands of years. So can't high technology solve the problem? And the answer is yes. AI specializes in going through mountains of random data to find anomalous correlations, to find the smoking gun, the needle in the haystack. That's what AI can do. And we mentioned that thermometers are hooked up to the internet by the tens of thousands, allowing you to track with AI spikes in the emergence of fevers, and you can thereby alert the hospitals weeks before a flood of intensive care patients show up. Google allows you to look for anomalous searches. All of a sudden, everyone in a certain area is spiking, analyzing the word fever, or coughing, or I can't breathe, or coronavirus. So you can spot anomalous searches on the search engine. And then with Facebook, you can find the super spreaders. One person that can infect 100 other individuals, even though they themselves are asymptomatic. Facebook allows you to calculate the network of your friends. And then cell phones. Cell phones track where you are. Because cell phones track where you are, you can track the location of super spreaders. You can see who is quarantining and who is not quarantining. And you can see the motion of people as they go across state lines or go from one zip code to the next. You can track the location of these people because these locations are tracked by the cell phone towers. And the cell phone towers give you an indication of more or less where you are located. Not to mention drones. If I have a football game with tens of thousands of people, you can't all of a sudden analyze their temperature with a thermometer, but you can do that with a drone. A drone in the sky would be able to calculate using infrared sensors who has anomalous temperatures, who has a fever. And that's just the internet. Now with biotechnology, we're going to be able to have sensors which will give you a readout as to who has the virus at the airport just before you get on the airplane. Now today, when you get on the airplane, you have to suffer through going through x-rays and having your luggage analyzed. We take it for granted now. We don't even think about it. Why? Because who wants to be on an airplane with a bomb? Therefore, we put up with the fact that we have our luggage x-rayed. In the future, you'll have a sensor, a biotech sensor that within minutes will analyze your saliva and tell you whether or not you have the virus right on the spot. And this means that, yes, people can get on the airplanes again, knowing that every single person on that airplane has been tested. And then we think that a lot of the virus spreads indoors. That is, you are 20 times less likely to get the virus if you are outside than when you are inside. For example, at a bridge game, there was one bridge game that was analyzed by scientists. It turns out that one bridge player infected almost the entire room. not just people within 6 feet, but people out to 20 feet were infected by one person at a bridge club. Why? Because the air was not circulated. These people played bridge with each other for a period of hours. Air was recycled. One person then pretty much infected the entire room. Same thing with choirs. Just recently, 40 people in one church were infected, probably because everyone sings, and that releases aerosols in the air, which are then recycled. So what do? UV recycling of air. When air is recycled, we're going to put it through filters with ultraviolet radiation, which kills the virus. So what I'm saying is, with simple high-tech measures, we're going to be able to contain the virus. And then, because of biotech, we're now able to sequence the genes of mutant varieties of the coronavirus. We now know that there are about 30 main branches of the coronavirus. All these branches eventually came from the Hunan province in China, and we can trace the migration of the virus because it changes slightly as it travels between countries. Thereby, we're able to create a family tree. A family tree of the coronavirus by looking at tiny mutations in the virus. Now, the good news and the bad news. Because of high tech, the good news is that we now know that these 30 mutations within the coronavirus are not that great, meaning that one vaccine can perhaps knock out all 30. That's good news, because viruses like HIV mutate too rapidly. That's why we have no vaccine for HIV. By the time you are infected with HIV, and by the time HIV kills you, the virus that kills you is quite genetically different from the virus which originally infected you. That's how fast HIV mutates. By contrast, the coronavirus does not mutate that fast, which is good news for the makers of the vaccine. It means that, yes, perhaps we'll be able to use high-tech, artificial intelligence, and biotechnology to defeat the coronavirus. This is something which was only a dream 100 years ago when the 1918 virus hit, but it's a possible reality because of advances in science and technology. Well, I'm afraid that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question that you've always been wanting to ask.
Y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.